Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Joining me this morning, I've got Paul Jarvis, Lisa Griffith, and Karen Blaney talking about the Bighorn Mountain Festival, which is coming up shortly. Thanks for taking the time here, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And let's jump right into it. When exactly is the Bighorn Mountain Festival this year?
Starts next week, July 20, 21, and 22. And we got a great lineup. It will begin at 1 p.m. on Friday, and we'll wrap up things around 4 or 5 p.m. on Sunday. Got a great bunch of musicians coming, John McEwen and the String Wizards. John McEwen, as many know, is a founding member of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. We have Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, Brian Bowers, The Two Tracks, Jalon Crossland, The High Country Cowboys, Prairie Wildfire, and Jeff Troxel and Brian Wicklund.
Okay, and how does that differ from years past? Which one of those guys are new acts this year?
Well, our new acts are John McEwen and his String Wizards, as well as Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and Brian Bowers. We have the two tracks from Sheridan that are repeating from last year. Jalon Crossland, who hasn't missed a single festival. And the High Country Cowboys are new. They come out of Red Lodge, Montana. Prairie Wildfire has been with us for several years now.
That's
and
right.
Is actually one of the bands directing the Bluegrass Camp that Karen will talk about in a little bit. And Jeff Troxel returns after a brief hiatus, and Brian Wicklund is brand new to the festival this year.
Okay. And of course, with an event like this, you wouldn't be able to do it without all the volunteers. And are you still looking for volunteers to join in for the event?
We are. We're always looking for volunteers. And if you think that you're not able to afford the price of the ticket, there's always a way to get in for hours for a day pass. 2 4-hour shifts for a weekend ticket, and I have volunteers that come back every year from out of state, from in town, and mainly that's the only time you might get to see them, but we build a whole little community out there during the festival, and people that volunteer find out how much fun it is and come back again and again.
And what are some of the things that you'll volunteers will be doing? How will you put them to work?
Well, working the front gate, parking, helping folks get to where they need to be, security to make sure that everybody's following the rules. There's the hospitality vendor booth where we're selling t-shirts and that kind of stuff.
Okay. And if someone wanted to become a volunteer, who do they contact?
Well, they can go to the website at www.bighornmountainfestival.com. If they're not a computer person, they could call me at 307-620-9026.
All right. And you are still looking for, do you have a number like we'd like this many volunteers or just anyone that would like to help?
You know, we need like 100 people to run the event. So we're always looking for volunteers, and if you're willing, we can put you to work somewhere, I'm sure.
And in years past, do you find that you get the necessary amount of volunteers?
Most years, yes.
Okay, because that's a pretty big number.
Yeah, it is. But yes, we do. Whether it's, you know, we're calling volunteers from the past or we have new ones, we usually have enough.
Okay, excellent. And Karen, we talked a little bit, Paul talked a little bit about the kids' camp.
That's right.
And tell us exactly when the kids' camp runs during this.
Well, the kids' camp this year is 5 days. It starts on Monday the 16th, and it goes up until Friday, and it finishes with a show. I think they're the second show of the festival. So it's Bighorn Bluegrass Camp, and it's a day camp. Runs from 10 to 3 o'clock. We have some amazing instructors. This year we have horseshoes and hand grenades back for the second year. That's a wildly popular progressive bluegrass band. And they're actually rolling into town just for camp this year. They have been our festival band for a number of years, but they're headed to New York State and I think Washington State this year. But they wanted to come back for camp. So Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and two of the members of Two Tracks, Julie Shevs and David Hubner, will be coming down for a little bluegrass instruction. And also our own local camp band, Prairie Wildfire. Those girls will be instructing for the second year in a row on some of the beginner class, along with another bluegrass camp alum, Tessa Taylor, who's a young lady who will also be an instructor this year.
And so for someone who maybe has never attended but is thinking about it, what exactly will they experience at this camp?
Greatness. It's a fantastic camp. I love the camp. It's where my own daughter got her start in string music, and now she's an accomplished bass player. Basically, the camp is very simple. We rent instruments, so you don't have to have an instrument. You don't have to have ever touched a stringed instrument for the beginning classes. They start from ground zero. You can sign up for three different tracks that include banjo, mandolin, guitar, fiddle, and upright bass. And this year we have bluegrass cello as well. We also have harmonica and songwriting and vocal harmonies and some other. We're going to have some classes about how to be a band and all sorts of stuff for musicians who are just beginning or wanting to polish up.
And so how would someone get registered for that?
You can go to the website. The registration forms are on the website. Or you can email me at my very long email, Karen Blaney, event coordinator at gmail.com. That's a terrible name. Sorry about that. I was not thinking. I'm going to have to do something about that. Or you can give me a quick phone call, 217-0931. If you have a kid, the camp is usually around ages 8 to 18. So if you have a kid that's been wanting to go, it's time to register. We're just about to close our doors. We already have the biggest camp ever. So we're going to shut our doors at about 50 this year. We're at 44 right now.
Well, that's awesome. Do you seem to notice that a lot of those kids are returning kids or brand new kids?
It's, you know, I haven't gone through the papers yet. The last time I went through, it was about 50-50. But this last week I've gotten several more registrations from people that had never been there before. I just got one from Cheyenne. I have no idea how they heard about it, but I'll find out soon. So this year I think the newcomers might be outweighing the old timers.
Cool. Excellent. And again, people can call Karen if they want to get signed up for that. What did you say? You have about just a handful of spots left this year?
Handful of spots left.
So get in quickly. And we talked about this already coming up next week. If people want tickets, now they can buy tickets for one day or the entire weekend, right? They could show up and go camping and the whole thing.
That's right. The price of a three-day ticket is $105. Friday is $50. Saturday for the whole day, which includes all kinds of workshops and dancing workshops and songwriting workshops. If you come the whole day, we are offering again this year an evening pass, which is $40, and it's a great deal. We're wanting the community to come out and give us a try and volunteer next year, or pay for a ticket if volunteering isn't your thing. We do have dry camping, which is $15 for dry camping per night, or $30 if you're looking for an electrical hookup. Those spots in the shade go fast, and so it's first come, first serve. We don't reserve any camping spots. We do allow dogs in the camping area. No dogs are allowed in the performance area, so if you're just coming out for the day, it'll be better for you to leave your pup at home.
Leave Fido at home?
Yeah, unless you're camping, and then they're fine as long as, you know, they're not disrupting people in the campground.
Or they bark to the beat.
Yeah.
Well, if they're on beat, that's not so
yeah,
bad.
That wouldn't be so bad.
And of course, there's lots and lots of jamming going on in the campgrounds and in the parking lots.
Food.
And lots of food, yep.
So yeah, when you talk about the jamming, so even more than just the main performers and the kids camp, if you're wandering around, you might just see a group of people start picking up instruments and playing, huh?
We do have some people that come strictly to jam. Mm-hmm. They might go to a few performances, but they're in the campground jamming.
That's fun. And we'll come back here to Paul. Paul, I know we've got a CD here with a couple of songs we wanted to play. You want to go ahead and introduce who we're going to hear from first here?
Sure. We'll hear from John McEwen. As I mentioned earlier, John's one of the founding members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And he's going to put on a great performance. As many folks know, he was also the member of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band that got the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album off the ground. And he and his musicians are going to do a unique performance exploring the history of the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album and the music that was produced for that great, great Emmy nominated record and Grammy nomination as well. So let's hear John and one of his tunes.
One piece of music you can probably hear if you show up to the Bighorn Mountain Festival, John McEwen and Blue Ridge Cabin Home. And Paul, we got another tune we want to play here this morning for everyone. Why don't you go ahead and introduce who this artist is?
You bet. This is Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. Frank is a fantastic mandolin player, and he's got a band that's really becoming a hit throughout the bluegrass community. He is, or this group, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, were the instrumental players of the year selected by the IBMA in 2016. The IBMA is the International Bluegrass Music Association. They're a fun little band to listen to. If you go to our website, BighornMountainFestival.com, connect on our Facebook page, and we've got a little video of Frank and the group playing Pretty Woman. But we got another tune for you to listen to here, and let's hear Frank Sullivan.
Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with The Letter, and bring Paul back on here. Paula, that was a couple of the tunes that that people can hear out at the festival, but there's going to be a lot more than that, isn't there?
There is going to be a lot more than that, and one of the musicians I'm really excited about is Brian Bowers. Brian plays the auto harp, and He is to the auto harp what Earl Scruggs was to the banjo. I mean, you just won't believe what he can do. I've seen him live several times, and this is the first time we've had him at the festival. He's coming solo. He plays old-time traditional tunes, and he is a great, great storyteller, too. You're gonna have fun watching Brian Bowers.
So the auto harp doesn't just play automatically?
It does not. Okay. It does not.
Someone actually has to play it then. Because I've seen an auto harp before, and I kind of wonder that. Like, you just hit a button and like a player piano? Or
It'll be amazing. And as Lisa mentioned previously, we got some great workshops going on. Brian will be doing a showcase workshop on Saturday morning, and he will demonstrate how you play the auto harp with great finesse. So we got a lot going on Saturday, and I should mention too that Cloud Peak Car Show will be going on at the same time in Presenski Park, and that's sponsored by the Model A and Pioneer Car Club of Sheridan and Johnson Counties. We're hoping that we're going to have some of those Model A's come right through the festival grounds. So don't miss that. That's going to be between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday. And but we got lots going on at the festival as well. We'll have workshops that are going to be fun for everyone, whether you play an instrument or not. Those are going to start at 11 with the High Country Cowboys, a great, great Western swing group, and they're going to talk about the history of Western swing music. We're going to have instrumental workshops, so if you have an instrument, bring your instrument. We'll have a fiddle workshop, a guitar workshop, banjo, songwriting, bass workshop, mandolin, cello, and vocal workshop. So it's all there, whatever your interest is.
Don't forget about the swing dance workshop.
And we're going to have a swing dance workshop. That's going to be, let me get the time. It's going to be at 6 p.m. in the community building. That's put on by our own local folks, JC and Kyle Todd. Just before that, 3 p.m. to 4:15 is going to be our country square dance workshop hosted by Pete LaBarge. So we got lots going on.
And when you say that, is that people show up and they learn how to swing dance and
absolutely
learn how to square dance?
Yeah. Absolutely. And swing dance is a big deal.
It is.
And it's so fun. We've got those guys came up and did a workshop at the high school with high school kids. We've got a couple other expert swing dance teachers going to come up. And it's such a versatile dance form, and people do it at weddings and at festivals. So that'll be a really fun time.
All right, and before we wrap it up, let's talk about tickets one more time and where people can get them.
All right. Of course, the website, www.bighornmountainfestival.com. In Buffalo, you can get them at the Chamber of Commerce. You can also get them at the Sportsler. In Sheridan, you can get them at CB Music. And in Gillette, you can get them at the music store. The name is?
The Music Service Center in Gillette. It used to be called Haggerty's. Same place, same location, same folks.
All right. Talking about the Bighorn Mountain Festival next week at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. Got Paul Jarvis, Lisa Griffith, and Karen Blaney in studio. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brady.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. It's Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.